houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, good morning, Douglas Chan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Karen Hubis, who's been a senior counsel working for the World Bank for many years. And she has come forward with some rather startling revelations, and of course, I think it's vitally important that people hear what she has to say. We've often contended that there's a small group of people who run America, who run the world, and certainly it ties into finance, but it's one thing for me as a retired orthopedic surgeon to talk about the people who run the world. It's another person for someone who has worked for many years for the World Bank to come forward and reiterate much of what we've said. Karen, thank you so very much for being with us this morning. And why don't you tell our listeners what you know, having worked within the financial circles for many years?
Thank you very much for having me. And I'm delighted to tell your listeners what it is that I now know. I have to say that I didn't realize about this group that thought they were in charge of the world when I started blowing the whistle. I've been blowing the whistle now for 10 years, and when I started out, I didn't even think I was blowing the whistle. I simply thought I was doing my job as a lawyer inside the World Bank, because a lawyer's job is to make sure that the information gets to the board of executive directors, and there was information about a cover-up. So I knew that in a financial institution, a cover-up is a very dangerous thing because that signals that money is going in the wrong direction and people don't know about it. So we can talk about what the cover-up was. You know, as I said, I've been talking about these problems for 10 years, but it's only relatively recently, in the last 4 or 5 months, that I found out about this group that has seized control. And the way I found out about them, this is not, you know, a lot of times when you talk about these kinds of problems, people say this is a conspiracy and you can't prove it. Well, this I can prove. What it is it's a study that was done by a group of systems analysts in the best university in Europe. That's called the Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich, Switzerland. And what these mathematicians did was they took some very accurate data. This is all based on data, and the study is on the Internet, and I'll be happy to give you the link to that study so your listeners can see, you know, the cold, hard facts. What these mathematicians did was they took the data on who owns the 40,000 companies that are publicly traded, the transnational companies, and what they found out was that there was a very centralized nucleus. What the investors did, they have money. It's not that they don't have any money, but the amount of control that they seized is 10 times greater than you would expect for their economic power. And through interlocking directorates, in a company there's a board of directors, and the people that were nominated to serve on the board were taking control over the companies, and it's companies that are worth 40% of the total net worth on the capital markets, and their earnings are 60% of the earnings. So through clever manipulations, this group seized power. And who is this group? I can tell you who the companies are because this is something that is publicly available. When you set up a company, you have to say, you have to give information. But I cannot say who's behind that, who are the ultimate individuals, because that's a matter of how corporate law works. You can own a company through a company, through, layering these groups. So I can't tell you the individuals, but I can tell you the companies. They are mostly financial institutions. They are the financial institutions that own the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is privately owned. It's privately owned by the same group that has seized control over all of these companies. And the worst thing is that they have bought up the media. So any of your listeners that are just depending, I guess that's not true because they're your listeners, but mainstream USA are being deprived of what's actually going on because of the way the ownership of the media has gone. In the last 20 years, there used to be 50 companies that owned the media. It's shrunk to 5, but the worst thing is that those 5 companies are not separate. They're all hand in glove. It's one big conglomerate. And this is when you see what these companies acting together have done, some of these things are now known, like the LIBOR scandal, where the financial institutions were all coordinating to set the wrong interest rates for LIBOR is called the London Interbank, what is OR? I've forgotten. But in any event, this is a very important interest rate that allows the banks to charge interest. And they were fiddling with that. They were saying that the LIBOR was much higher than it really should have been according to the formulas. So they were robbing all of the borrowers, basically. And this group has been, what can I say? They've been overruling the Americans. And I can give you a concrete example. When the presidential election was happening in the debates, I went to CBS, and I asked CBS to have a question on international corruption because this group is they're buying up the politicians. They're preventing Americans from hearing the news. And the part that where I caught them is because I was a lawyer in the World Bank, I knew that somebody was not allowing the World Bank to follow the securities laws. So I started out by reporting violations of the securities laws. And being a lawyer, I wasn't going to let go of this problem, even after I was fired illegally in retaliation for reporting securities laws violations to the U.S. Congress. But The people in the U.S. Congress that I was reporting this to, they weren't just sitting on their hands. They were passing laws. And, I can go into exactly what happened during the 5 years. I was fired in 2007, and I have stuck with it. And I've been working together with other whistleblowers from the World Bank who were also reporting the same corruption. And, one of these whistleblowers is a UK citizen, and so together we went to the UK Parliament, and I put a couple of statements in the UK Parliament website.
Hold that thought, Karen. We'll be back in a moment here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very important.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Karen Hubert, was talking about the fact that she and one of their associates had gone to the to Parliament in England and put onto their website information about this control, really, of the corporations of the world and the media as well. Go right ahead, Karen.
Well, what happened before I testified on the UK Parliament website was I met with a group that is supposed to fight fraud on the securities markets called the Serious Fraud Office. And that group called up the Securities and Exchange Commission in 2010 and asked, you know, because the World Bank was, its financial statements were not accurate. If people who report accounting problems get fired, then there's no confidence in whether the statements are correct. Nobody will dare to correct mistakes after people are retaliated against for reporting lies in the financial statements. So I reported to the UK Parliament that the Securities and Exchange Commission was duping all of the people who bought World Bank bonds. And the World Bank has $180 billion worth of bonds all over the world. And these bonds are also regulated in the states. The attorney general in the states and the governors in the states are required to protect the people that live in their states who are holding these World Bank bonds where the financial statements are not correct. And so after the SEC stonewalled the UK, what I did was I bought a World Bank bond, and I sued the World Bank in court because bondholders are not immune. They're allowed to demand accurate financial statements. And I had been meeting with the Board of Executive Directors. The World Bank has 188 countries whose ministers of finance are supposed to run that place. And I have been in touch with the ministers of finance about this problem because when the problem did not resolve, I've always thought the problem would be fixed. I didn't realize what the problem was. The problem was this very strong and powerful economic group that didn't want to play by the rules, that didn't want to follow the law. And if you're a lawyer, you're going to apply the law. And that's exactly what I've been doing. And I have told all the ministers of finance that they have to apply the law. And I have told all the governors of the states that they have to apply the laws. And that's what I'm doing. I'm demanding accountability. And I didn't get very much traction because you can imagine that if the press is censored, that, you know, why should they listen to me? But now that I've broken through, you know, I've been on a couple of rather large outlets. I was on Coast to Coast with, you know, over a million listeners. And so what's happening now is the citizens of the world are demanding accountability from their ministers of finance. One of the people who found out about this, just a regular UK citizen, wrote all the members of Parliament and said, you know, let's get serious. This is a serious problem. What do you think you're supposed to be doing here? And somebody from Australia just wrote, and I've been in touch with somebody from France. So you get the picture. This is not just a problem for American citizens. This group has been not dominating the press in each and every country, and you can't have that. I mean, who is entitled to the world? The people who live on the planet or this group of bankers? I mean, that's a no-brainer, and that's what this is all about. And I can tell you exactly where things stand. Before I went on Coast to Coast, I called up the governor's representatives who interact with the U.S. Congress. And, you know, the U.S. Congress passed the law as well. They said that before the World Bank could get a capital increase, they said that whistleblowers, the effects of retaliation have to be eliminated. And so, and they said that the Secretary of the Treasury had to give a report to Congress on progress in reforming the retaliation. And so when Secretary Geithner lied to Congress in November, I went to the members of the Senate and House on the Appropriations Committee, and I said, you're given misinformation from the Treasury Department. There is no elimination of the effects of retaliation. I was fired in retaliation for telling the Congress about this corruption. The corruption that I told Congress about was not the world corruption because I didn't know about it. What I told Congress about was a cover-up in the Philippines after the East Asia financial crisis. I was assigned to the Philippines, and one of the loans had a condition that the second largest bank was supposed to be sold to private investors. And instead what happened was a guy named Lucio Tan, who owned Philippine Airlines, and Philippine Airlines was in default to Philippine National Bank. He grabbed up the employee shares. He broke the securities laws because you're not allowed to get more than 10% of a bank without informing the authorities, and he didn't bother to do that. So I told the Philippines government that this man had violated the securities laws and also that he was going to prevent the bank from being sold to a reputable investor. He didn't count. What he did was privatizing. So the man who was in charge of the Philippines for the World Bank had me reassigned, and I didn't like that. So I went to the man who represented the Dutch government, and the two of us went to Jim Wolfensohn, and we said that this was a real problem. And, of course, what was going on was actually corruption in the Philippines. The man who was the president of the Philippines at the time, Joseph Estrada, was corrupt. And Estrada was ultimately impeached, and he was made to give back the millions of dollars that he stole from the Philippines people. He had to give back properties worth $29 million. But anyway, the World Bank lied to the board. They said that they couldn't have anticipated this problem that was going to happen in the Philippines. And I went to the Inspector General's office in the World Bank, and I said, you had better correct this inaccurate information that went to the board. And they didn't do that. And that was when I went to the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, which was chaired at that time by Joe Biden. And Senators Clinton and Obama were also on the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. And at that time, they were writing to the president of the World Bank, which was Jim Wolfensohn. And also later there was a problem with Paul Wolfowitz. And what happened then was absolutely this is such a serious problem. It's just destroying the credibility of the entire United States. I had warned the Treasury Department that because of these cover-ups, that the board members were very angry and they were not going to allow the United States to simply pick the president of the World Bank. That was something called the Gentleman's Agreement, and it was in place from 1944 for 66 years. And I warned them in 2006 and 7 that they were going to lose that if the U.S. didn't stop its corruption. And, of course, I didn't realize that the corruption was so systemic and so deep. And I was surprised that my warnings were not listened to. They were very accurate warnings because the World Bank attracts very, very good services. And somebody who had worked with the Department of Defense on a very accurate analysis, which it used game systems modeling, and this was predicting in 2004 that if the United States did not play by the rules, we would lose the gentleman's agreement. And so I told the Treasury Department this, and I told the Congress this. And the other thing was that I had been interviewed for the job of general counsel. And during that interview, one of the questions for me was, why is there such a high turnover in general counsels? And I said, it's because the World Bank is in violation of the securities laws. And when you're an executive search firm and you're asked to replace a general counsel and you hear that there is a violation of the securities laws, your job is to make sure that that company is brought into compliance. And so when I went to the U.S. Congress, I told the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations that the World Bank was out of compliance and that I had been I had told this to the executive search firm, and that the World Bank was still not brought into compliance. Now, if you know anything about law, you know that it was, I had then put the burden on the U.S. Congress to solve the problem. And the U.S. Congress recognized that and wrote three letters to the World Bank saying, don't fire this lady. When I was fired, Nancy Pelosi asked my representative to follow up with a fourth letter. And then three senators, Senators Lugar, Leahy, and Bayh, asked for the Government Accountability Office to do an audit. So what is going on now is cover-ups have a way of snowballing. And so my cover-up had snowballed into a systemic problem, a constitutional problem, between the presidency and the Congress. And the Congress knows this. And because of the World Bank being in the center of the financial system, it wasn't just a problem of a U.S. constitutional crisis. It was a problem of a crisis in the very heart of the international financial system. And at the time, Senator Hagel knew this. I spoke to him in 2008, in August, and I said, Senator Hagel, playing cat and mouse with these serious issues in the center of the financial system is going to affect not only the United States security, it's going to affect world security. And that's why when I was fired, I had a lot of other jobs I could have taken. I could have just, gone off and done other things. But I knew that having the knowledge that I had, that I was obligated to stick with this problem. And so I kept going to the press. And when the press didn't take the story, I couldn't understand it. And now I do. So what I am reporting to your listeners is a problem. What's going on here? It's very simple. Either we solve this problem and clean up the corruption in the United States, or we will have World War III. And that's very consistent, because when the World Bank was set up, that was its main purpose. Its main purpose was to prevent World War III. So it was set up in 1944, and the countries looked around. They had, they knew all of the millions of people that had been murdered. And they said, can't the world do any better? Can't we figure out a way to prevent World War III? And that's what the World Bank was created to do. And that is what I am doing with the other World Bank whistleblowers. We are working hard to prevent World War III. And I can explain to you exactly what we've accomplished. We have gone to all of the relevant governments that are supporting us. We've gone to all of the governors, and the governors are supporting us. And this corruption is going to be weeded out, and these bankers that think they own the world are going to be put back in their place. That's what it is. There's no question about it. And I can tell you, they're not going quietly. They're not going nicely. They're not listening. I've spoken directly to them. I've spoken to Ben Bernanke, because there's something called the National Advisory Council. This is a council of international financial and monetary policies. This is a council which is chaired by the Secretary of the Treasury. It's got the Chairman of the Federal Reserve on it, and it's got the Secretary of State, and it's got the Chairman of the SEC. I've written to that group many times, and I just wrote to them about a week ago. And it was on the 27th of May, and somebody had said, Memorial Day is when we sit and we thank our heroes. And I want to thank you, Karen, because I think what you're doing is very patriotic. And so I forwarded that comment to the National Advisory Council. I said, this is what people think about what's going on here. Why don't you get serious and do your job? So I socked it to Ben Bernanke. And his response was to take Eric Holder and to have me thrown into prison with handcuffs. That's not a good response. That's not the proper response. That's illegal. His charges were trumped up. Eric Holder deserves to lose his job immediately, if not before. And I called up all the governor's representatives before I went on coast to coast, because they know what's going on here. And I said, what am I going to tell the Americans that are listening to coast to coast? And I also called up the Joint Chiefs of Staff, because as soon as ex-Senator Hagel became the Secretary of Defense, I went back to the Defense Department, to their Inspector General, and I said, this is a problem that is going to land the world in a ditch. and Secretary Hagel knows all about it. And I was contacted 3 days after that by this person inside the Department of Defense who was familiar with this stakeholder analysis, which is extremely accurate. And, you know, I said, okay, so what is the Secretary of Defense going to do?
We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Karen Hubis, and we're talking about the fact that the new Secretary of Defense, Hagel, knows about all the corruption at the World Bank. But is he going to do anything at all about it, Karen?
I think the whole world is going to do something about it. I think the real question is whether these bankers are going to see the writing on the wall. And, you know, I was thinking during the break, if I were your listener, I would say, why should I take Karen's word for the fact that the world is going to end in a ditch if we don't clean up the corruption? And so I can explain what this looks like on the markets right now. Germany has been asking for its gold back. At the end of World War II, a number of countries gave their country's gold to the United States for safekeeping. And Germany went and asked to see its gold. They didn't ask for it back at first. They asked to see their gold. And they were told they couldn't even see the gold in storage. So then the Inspector General in the Treasury Department sent Germany in January it was a fake paper audit. They said, we've looked at the books. We haven't looked at the gold. We've looked at the books, and we see on the books that it looks like we've got our gold, your gold correctly. And then they wrote four pages of qualifications saying, you know, sometimes when we read the things, you can't always take our word for it. And they handed that piece of paper to Germany. And don't forget, this Treasury Department had just finished lying to Congress about retaliation against whistleblowers. So the Germans didn't really take the word of the Treasury Department. That's what we've come to. The word of the Treasury Department is not very well respected now. And if the word of the Treasury Department is not well respected, what about the dollar, the paper dollar? If you can't take the Treasury's word, then what good is their paper money? So what's been happening on the gold markets, Germany took this fake audit from the Inspector General in the Treasury Department. They said, okay, now we just want our gold back. And the Federal Reserve said, you can have it back in 7 years. That's an act of war. That's, you know, that further undermines any remaining credibility that the United States had left. And so now there has been a run on physical gold. And I was just reading an article about that. And don't forget, some of these entities, I think it was Goldman Sachs, who said in April, we think the price of gold is going down. They said that twice. They said that earlier in the year. And then they started selling paper gold, which there was no real gold to back it up. So if anybody who bought this piece of paper demanded the gold that was behind the paper, they wouldn't get it because it was something called a naked short. They were selling paper. They weren't selling real gold. And so now you get into a situation. Gold is a very special commodity because at a certain point, you know, normal other commodities, if there's a shortage, the price goes up and people will sell that item at a higher price. There's always a clearing at some point. But gold is special. Gold and the precious metals, they go into something called permanent backwardation. That's a technical trading word, but you can understand that if paper is not worth anything, you're going to hold on to your gold no matter what the price is, no matter how high the price goes. And we are nearing that. And once we get there, there won't be international trade. People will have to do barter. And the way our goods are prepared, you know, you've got components coming in from all over. If you can't finance trade, there's going to be such joblessness. There's going to be such a turmoil. There's going to be a meltdown. You can't allow this to happen. So what's going on now is that this consortium that I was telling you about has been told by the governments. They've been told by me, the time is ripe for you to stop pretending that you run the place. You get back where you belong. You play by the rules. You're subject to law. And they don't like that. They don't want to be subject to law. And so they're still covering up this news. And the people don't know, unless you're technical and know about the silver and gold market, the precious metals market. Well, I've been interviewed by the people that put out newsletters to the precious metals traders. The precious metals traders know exactly what's going on. So you have the listeners. You know, I've been on as many broadcasts as I possibly can to wake the people up so that they know that they have got to demand accountability from their government. And the governments, the state governments, the governors are all on board. And getting back to Secretary Hagel, does he want Germany leaving NATO? Of course not. Does he want the world ending up in a financial meltdown? Of course not. And he knows this stakeholder analysis is absolutely dead accurate. So I would say that we are very close to a turnaround. And I can tell you from other reasons why we're close to a turnaround. People have been doing everything they know how to intimidate me. They threw me in handcuffs and threw me in jail on trumped-up charges. Eric Holder did that. And then when that didn't work and I didn't back down, people were calling me and bribing me with gold. I said, don't come near me. I may weaken and take that gold. Just, you know, stay away. Don't tell me this stuff. I don't want to hear from you. So that's where we are.
Well, of course, your message is a message I think is so vitally important. I mean, we've been trying for 50 years to tell people about how a small group of bankers really runs America. And don't you think, though, that they provide financing for our politicians? It's been said that the largest financiers for Barack Hussein Obama's campaign were Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, and the major banks were the ones who put President Obama in office.
Well, don't forget that Mitt Romney's National Security Transition Planning Chief was Robert Zoellick, the former president of the World Bank, who was denied a second term because of this corruption. So, I can tell you about Barack Obama that in 2010, I went to Organizing for America, which is also where he got a lot of his campaign finance. And I said, there is an issue where he will get bipartisan support. That is fighting this corruption. And his people got back to me and said, okay, go see Senator Lugar. And I did. And that was when Senator Lugar published the fact that the World Bank was not working, was not cooperating with the GAO, Government Accountability Office, in investigation into corruption. So Barack Obama has done some of the right things as well. I don't think you can just paint with a very broad brush. I think what's wrong is this system of corruption that needs to be cleaned up. I don't think it's possible for any politician to function in an above-board fashion when the Americans are denied the news, so they can't hold their government accountable. That's the problem. The problem is not the politicians. The problem is the corruption in the press and the corruption to keep Americans from learning what's going on.
Think that they finance all the politicians, both
exactly.
Republican and Democrat?
And don't forget our laws for campaign finance. A lot of money was coming in from outside the country, right into the coffers of Mitt Romney.
Oh, yes, but didn't some come in for Barack Obama? In other words, don't they finance both sides?
Well, and one of the other things I'm learning is that they're also financing the alternative press.
Amen to that. Well, look, we're going to be back in just a moment with Karen Hoobis. And this is such an important issue. We'll be back in just a moment here as we see this force control.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Karen Hoobis. And Karen, do you have a website? Is there a blog? Where can people go to get more information about the work that you've been doing and the message you've been trying to get out?
Yes, I do have a website. It's www.kahud.net. That's my last name and my first two initials, kahudis.net. And there's been a very good response to, you know, this story that I have to tell. I think we're a very strong country. I think we're very lucky to have had founding fathers with the foresight to create a federal system where there are states, and those states have this problem very well in hand. I'm very optimistic that we're going to come through this just fine, thank you. And that's also what this very accurate stakeholder game theory modeling is predicting, because once I got through to the UK Parliament, they said the rule of law is going to prevail. So these bankers who think they don't have to play by the rules, they're going to find out that the American people are going to hold them to it. And we'll just sort things through very, you know, it may not happen tomorrow. It may take a little while to get this thing, you know, on the right track. But we're, you know, we're just about there. I really think so.
Well, is Attorney General Holder doing anything specifically as far as this is concerned? Are there any certainly hearings being held by Congress to expose this absolute total corruption that you're talking about?
Eric Holder has me in court on the 13th of June. I think Eric Holder needs to be fired between now and June 13th. That's what I think.
Oh, I certainly would agree with you totally. But the question is, what is he in court for? Is he in court for a malfunction for his first?
No. What happened is all of the ministers of finance gave me a pass to go to the spring meetings. And I went there on the 19th of April. And then on the 20th of April, the Secret Service barred me from going in. And I said, you have no authority to bar me from going in. Here is my valid security pass. And then I went home, and I wrote a letter to the director of the Secret Service. I had that letter cleared by all of the 188 countries before I sent it. I said, if there's anything in this letter that's inaccurate, please let me know. And so it was cleared. I sent that. And then when I went to the meetings, some flunky inside the World Bank signed what's called a barring notice. And that person had no authority to overrule 188 ministers of finance. And so for a week then, I tried to get people to admit that that barring notice was invalid. And then I wrote to the chairman, the commander of the D.C. police, and I said, I'm going back to the World Bank. I've been reinstated. The company that provides security guards for the World Bank is owned by this banking conglomerate, and they wouldn't let me in the door. They were ignoring the people who own and run the bank. They were acting as a rule unto themselves. This is crazy. This is nonsense. And then the police came, and there were two of them. One policeman said, why don't you just go back to Commander Michael Reese and straighten this out? And the other one instead arrested me, I walked. He put handcuffs on me, and he left me in a police car outside the World Bank building for an hour. And then they took me off to the D.C. Office, and then they put me in the jail cell and kept me in the jail cell for an hour. And then they arraigned me, and they told me I had to go to court. And what I said to them was I had been reinstated and that I was immune from police arrest in the World Bank, and that this was a terrible confrontation and showing disrespect for the law and showing corruption. And what I said to the D.C. government was I said that the World Bank was going to leave D.C. because it was clear that it had a corrupt business environment, and they had better get serious and dismiss my lawsuit. I went to the court on the 30th of May, and Eric Holder's district attorney tried to arraign me. And I told the judge, you know, I was there with some people who were very angry at what was going on. And I said to the judge, I don't want to be arraigned right now. I need to be represented by my own lawyer of choice. Eric Holder's DA said, no, she's got to just take the district attorney here. I said, no, I do not. I'm entitled to counsel of my own choice. And so they rescheduled the hearing for the 13th of June. And I had written a brief to the court explaining, you know, showing all my correspondence with the ministers of finance and explaining that for the court to be holding a hearing to second-guess ministers of finance on an internal governance matter for the World Bank was not something that the D.C. court was allowed to even touch, that the court had no jurisdiction. And that's where it stands now. And what I'm planning on doing after this radio show is I'm going down to the Board of Professional Responsibility in the District of Columbia because I was there before. I had complained that one of the World Bank lawyers had falsified documents in court. And when you're a lawyer and you falsify documents in court, you get disbarred. And the D.C. Board of Professional Responsibility did not disbar that lawyer. I'm going back down there. The other thing that that Board of Professional Responsibility did was during the – there was an investigation by Paul Volcker of a group called the Institutional Integrity Department. And during that investigation, the people that worked in the Institutional Integrity Department were intimidated. They were – you know, some of them were fired. Some of them had their salaries lowered. And so all of these people were compensated, and a lot of them – went and complained to that same D.C. Board of Professional Responsibility. One of the lessons I have learned from this is that lawyers should not be policing the integrity of other lawyers. They're not up to the task. And that's the same thing for the accounting profession. The accounting profession is not supervising KPMG the way they ought to. So once things are straightened out, that's certainly something that needs to happen. The legal profession is not up to the task of supervising its lawyers. So that's, you know, that's where things are in a nutshell. It's crunch time. It's time for people to demand accountability from Eric Holder. He is not a lawyer that needs to be continued in that office. If he doesn't understand when somebody signs a piece of paper and has no authority, that piece of paper is invalid. He's suing me for trespass based on a piece of paper that is not valid, not enforceable.
God bless you, and I'm going to ask our listeners to pray for your safety, and because you're in taking on the most powerful people in the world. But God bless. Thanks for so much for being with us this morning. Bye-bye.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope that you certainly listened to our program this morning. I think Karen's a very, very courageous woman. Of course, you're not going to hear about this the regular and controlled media. She has been on Alex Jones. She has been on certainly Coast to Coast. And the people who listen to alternative media get the truth. The people who listen to the controlled media don't get the truth. And certainly you need to understand that the media is controlled here in the United States, and we actually carry books on that. You can call us at 800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for a book on the new media monopoly. The new media monopoly will explain to you exactly who it is who controls the media. Of course, if you want to know who runs the world, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. We have 60 to 100,000 copies of that out across America, going into the actual names and places and dates where the people who control the world have functioned, how they took control. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want you to suggest that you listen to the radio programs we have, so you get them on the Internet. They're in Colorado, 5 hours, 4 hours a day, in addition to what you're hearing here. We want you to understand that there's a small group that is moving America towards chaos, and out of that will come a dictatorship. That's what they want, and basically there's increasing pressure being put on them today. People are learning about how the world is controlled. So if you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, both available by calling that 800 number. And then understand, behind everything going on, behind these wicked people who control the Federal Reserve System, are our powerful spiritual forces. And behind them, a plan towards a one-world government, a one-world monetary system, a one-world religion. And, of course, behind that are powerful satanic forces. This is not imaginary. It's real. And we are on the verge of some dramatic and terrifying changes in the structure of our society. So we hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, where you can read our monthly newsletter, where you can listen to our radio programs regularly on the Internet 24 hours a day, or where, of course, you can read on the other information, get to the list of the books that we carry that will help you understand the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged today. That's RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, you have all sorts of other links to other important websites there that will help you to get an overview of what's really going on in the world today. Because, you see, the world that most people live in is not the real world. We live in an imaginary world. The media is controlled. Your educational system is controlled. These people largely control what the American people think and believe. Thank goodness for alternative radio. And through the alternative radio and through the Internet, people are getting access to information that was never available before. So pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution.